If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. Lou Manfredini joins us every Thursday at this time to help you out. And boy, a lot of people looking for help after the storms. How did your house fare, Lou?
Well, I don't want to say because I have a whole house backup generator.
Oh, yeah.
It kicked right in, and Mrs. Manfredini was none the wiser that there was a power outage. And in Evanston, where we live, the power was out for 5 hours, and the Manfredini house was humming along.
We invested in one about a year ago, and it was after my nagging, complaining, because, you know, it is so reliable.
It's amazing the power that wives have. Isn't it amazing?
And I insisted that the tank be buried, and that was a whole nother, really, we have to bury the tank? Yes, we have to bury the tank. But I'm telling you what, 10 seconds, and the power's back up, you barely even know that it went out. It is,
you know,
a blessing.
Lisa, yeah, it's an investment for people, and I get it. But with where we're going, and, you know, you just did had a whole conversation about, you know, these data centers and the amount of power that they use. And so that is just going to continue to be an issue with the grid. And I will tell you that the money that you invest in a backup generator is not only going to give you the peace of mind when the power goes out, but it is an added value proposition when you go to sell your home. If you maintain that properly, when you go to sell it, that is going to be a line item that adds to the number that you're going to get for your house, bar none.
And I got to tell you, the people who sell them around here, they're farmers as well, and they have a place, I would say, less than a half a mile from us, and they must have 1,000 on their lot right now. That's how many people are ordering these up, especially rural locations, because, you know, we might have more serious issues with power than the city might. But I'm telling you what, best thing since sliced bread, as my mom would say. Someone says, Lou, what is the best battery that I can plug my sump pump into?
Well, there's a couple. One that's readily available that you can find at, like, the home centers and the hardware stores is something called Cyber Power. And it's actually like an APS for a computer system, but it's designed for sump pumps. It looks like a computer box, like if you bought a Dell computer, and you plug that into the wall, you plug that your sump pump into that. It just constantly stays charged, and if the power goes out, I believe it will run the pump for about 36 hours. Now, that's not straight. You know, your pump's going on and off, but you should have 36 hours of operation. And, you know, the average power outage, when you look nationally, it's about 6 hours. Now, I know there are people listening going, they told me 3 days, but that's not the average.
Yeah. In fact, we're talking to a lot of people who are like, what am I going to do? Everything in my freezer is melting right now. We have Anthony on line one. Anthony, what is your question for Lou Manfredini?
Lou, I gutted a Walnut Creek, California home. It's kind of like Oak Brook, okay? Completely. DC voltage, no power lines. All the appliances DC. As you know, and you're going to educate people and we're going to listen, DC is running almost everything through a power converter. The bank is built out of dry cell, dry batteries from a major company, okay? There's 14 of them, all DC voltage.
Okay.
Any questions? Any comment to me?
Nope.
I'm
listening.
And you can describe everything that you can buy these days on DC voltage. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioning, solar panels, and wind all divide off of DC voltage.
Correct. So most appliances that we use, they convert because they do run off of DC. But I mean, I'm not an electrical engineer, but all the power in our homes now is AC, alternating currents, and the whole idea behind that is it can travel a farther distance, and they can modulate the voltage coming back DC direct current. I mean, there's a movie about this, right? But when they were trying to decide what the country was going to be, AC or DC, and there was this whole debate on what it was going to be, and AC finally won out. But that was before modern appliances and electronics were invented that do all run on DC. That's why when you plug in a computer, it's got that little, the plug has a little power bank that then plugs in because it converts to DC so it operates properly. That's an interesting concept. It's not done that much, but it certainly is a neat idea.
Interesting. Okay, here's another one, Lou. I read that a broken washing machine water supply hose can pour out 500 gallons per hour. Lou, can you suggest ways to prevent a leak?
Well, because a washing machine hose is what's called unregulated, it's there's no restrictor on it. So, it can leak a lot of water. There are whole house water sensors. Moen makes one. I believe it's called Drop, D-R-O-P. It's about $800, but it installs right on your main, right where your main valve comes. And what it is, it uses smart technology to understand how you live in your house. So when you use a shower, when you, do the laundry, and it kind of knows your usage. If it senses a break that is out of the norm, it just shuts itself down. And for anybody that's had a flood, you're like, $800, that's a lot of money, plus the installation. You can get the $800 pretty quick if water starts pouring in that basement or in a mechanical room.
Absolutely. Hey, I love listening last Saturday. It looked like Navy Pier was just cram-packed with people out to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Pier 290, we were in Lake Geneva. And,
what I thought. And then when I went back and looked at the pictures, it said the pier, and I immediately thought Navy Pier. But, I was just hearing the pier, and I thought, well, I thought he said he was going to be in Lake Geneva.
We had such a wonderful time, and, classic WGN. Our listeners came out, and we had a lovely time, and the sun was shining, and the weather cooperated, and hopefully people that came had some fun. I know I did.
That just shows how people listen to the radio, even me. You're half listening, and then you hear something, you go, oh, wait, let me hear that, and then you're half listening again. And so what's on tap this weekend?
This weekend we're going to talk about we're going to talk about backup power. And that whole house generator and why that's a smart investment. So we're lining up a couple different people that make these products to talk about what the benefits are and how that installation can keep you up and running when the power goes out.
I'll have my husband listen so he'll feel better about that investment that I nagged him about.
He did just fine.
Thanks, Lou. Have a good week.
Yeah. Bye-bye.